I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 316, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The man who confessed to killing Mackenzie Lueck is sentenced today. As part of his plea deal, the death penalty was taken off the table. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert says the state is on the brink with nearly 2,000 new coronavirus cases reported today. That makes 10 straight days of more than 1,000 cases. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We do have a crash northbound I-15 blocking the left construction split approaching 5600 South and Roy. It is causing stop-and-go delays back onto the main flow through Clearfield. Consider an alternate route like Highway 89. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A chilly Friday, cloudy skies and below average temperatures and another cold front on the way. Your forecast coming up.
Right now, it's 48 degrees. Yeah, 48 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans are breaking records in early voting amid this pandemic, casting 52 million ballots either by mail or in person. That surpasses the total 47 million early votes cast in 2016. And there's 11 days left to go before Election Day. Candidates blazing a trail out on the campaign. President Trump in Florida, one of the battleground states. He's trying to shore up support with seniors, holding a rally this hour north of Orlando at the Villages, the largest retirement community in the nation and an area he won in 2016.
The country saw firsthand that this election is a choice between a Trump recovery, and I'll call it because that's what's happening. It's a Trump super recovery and a Biden depression.
In Delaware today, Democrat nominee Joe Biden outlining his plan to combat the pandemic, saying he'll shut down the virus, not the country.
Former Vice President Biden criticizing President Trump for dividing COVID cases into local Democrat and Republican community problems.
As I said, no red states, no blue states, just the United States.
Mr. Biden at a campaign stop saying he'll mandate federal mask wearing where he can and encourage states to do the same to have a united national response. Andy Field, ABC News.
Coronavirus cases on the rise in 40 states. Hospitalizations also increasing. This phase hitting rural areas hard. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Billings, Montana, where the governor is suing businesses not complying with a mask mandate.
There is starting to be a greater understanding that mask compliance is necessary, but we've seen a tremendous amount of resistance to it. And especially places like Texas and Montana, where we've spent the past week, there is a fierce streak of independence. People don't like to be told what to do. They don't like the notion of masks, but masks work.
In the past 24 hours, more than 1,000 Americans have died of coronavirus. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth. For a while there, the major airlines were focused on COVID safety, and they tried to avoid selling that dreaded middle seat. ABC's Alex Stone joins us live now with word that some changes are coming up in the air. Alex?
Well, they are, Jeff. Yeah, and, you know, it was a couple of months ago that United and American, they very quietly began filling their middle seats. They never made a promise on United and American. They said that they would try to keep middle seats open, and then that slowly went away. But Southwest, Delta, and Alaska, they made the promise, and they have been keeping that promise for the last 6 or 7 months, and now it's beginning to change. Southwest Airlines is saying that middle seat promise being open, that you don't have to sit next to somebody if you don't want to, that's going to go away on December 1st. The airline's saying that the science is there now, coming after last week's study from United and the Department of Defense showing that 0.003% of particles in an airplane cabin make it from one passenger to another if everybody is wearing a mask and using the high efficiency filters that they're using on board right now. But Delta and Alaska, they say that it will be at least until the beginning of January before they begin filling those middle seats. But for Southwest, in about a month, those are going to begin going away.
And all the airlines are requiring that you wear a mask.
Absolutely. And in fact, we got some numbers today that Delta says that they have banned close to 500 people from flying on Delta because they have refused to wear a mask. United, 335. JetBlue, 64. American and Southwest, they won't say, but all of the airlines have come together and they say if you book a ticket, you try to fly on their airline. If you refuse to wear a mask, you go on a no-fly list and then you've been blacklisted from flying that airline again.
So are that many people flying? I mean, I flew Delta to New York City Labor Day. They gave me six seats across. I mean, was I just lucky?
You were lucky, but it is beginning to pick up. Still, their numbers are way down. You just look at the earnings that have come in this week. Southwest, they lost $1.2 billion. American Airlines, $2.4 billion. United, $1.8 Delta, $5.4 in the third quarter alone. They're burying millions of dollars, in some cases, $24 million every day at the airlines right now because load factors are so low. But they are beginning to come back. Demand is beginning to go up. That's why Southwest says, look, if they can fill those middle seats on some routes, they can. They need a person in that seat when the plane takes off because they need to begin making money.
All right. You've been warned. ABC's Alex Stone. Have yourself a good weekend. KSL News Time 321. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, this is an emergency report.
It is, and it's that left construction split where we have another accident. This happens on a weekly basis and often on Friday afternoon. So if you're headed northbound I-15 going from Davis into Weber counties, that left split now blocked and closed to all other drivers. And that means everybody has to stay on the main flow, which is now seeing a significant increase traffic volume, and that's what's causing your stop and go delays now reaching back to Antelope Drive in Layton. Now for southbounders on I-15, traffic also bogged down from the I-84 junction to 2300 North Sunset. Steve?
Looks like eastbound 17 South is closed at 7th East, and also a northbound right lane is closed in that area. So far, so good on southbound 15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City all the way to Bluffdale. And from the point to Provo, we do have a crash on northbound I-15 at the eastbound I-80 off-ramp. That's on the right shoulder. Plus backups on 5600 South in both directions between the 201 and 35th South. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen and bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your 7 day forecast now. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, guys. 7 day forecast. It's going to get a lot colder around here this weekend. First on Saturday, we'll hit highs in the 60s. It'll be breezy, and then the cold front moves in Saturday night. That'll bring in a chance for a few showers, not a lot of moisture, though. Then Sunday, a high of 40. Sunday night, down to 24. And then Monday, highs in the 40s. And Monday night, we're back down into the mid-20s again with highs in the 40s again on Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Definitely jacket weather. It's a brisk 48 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hey.
Come to Shane Company today. We make finding the perfect engagement ring easy for everyone and fun. As your friend in the jewelry business, we offer two great options. You can either create your dream ring in three easy steps, or choose one of our perfectly preset engagement rings, an exclusive ring that's already set with a hand-picked diamond. Creating your ring in three steps allows you to customize the ring to make it even more unique. You simply pick a setting. Choose a diamond or sapphire center stone. Then add your own touch, like a decorative crown or a personal engraving. We'd love to help you get started. Come in anytime or book an in-store or virtual appointment with a jewelry consultant. And feel free to ask us anything. At Shane Company, we do everything we can to make you feel welcome and at ease. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company, and ShaneCo.com.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. In the New York headquarters of one of the 50 largest companies in the world, the employees know the peril of riding up and down on the elevator. Eventually, you'll ride with the CEO. He's going to the top, all the way up, and he'll be asking the same question. Not how's it going, or the weather, or the sports. He asked, read any good books lately? Now, no is the wrong answer. Yes, and a good book suggestion is the right answer. This CEO often credits his latest good read to an employee. It also sends a powerful cultural message about the value of knowledge well presented. Learn more about great leadership in an online MBA program at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
During this pandemic, we have all been reminded of the importance of great teachers. Unfortunately, for years, we have underpaid and overregulated Utah teachers, pushing too hard on high-stakes testing. In the process, we've taken the joy out of teaching and with it, the joy of learning. As your governor, we will work together to once again empower educators and cut burdensome classroom regulations. Together, we can restore the joy of teaching.
Visit votecox.com to learn more. Paid for by Cox for Governor.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL and KSL Drives. Tesla is recalling about 50,000 Model S and X cars in China because of suspension problems. Tesla calls the recall ordered by the Chinese government unnecessary. On Wall Street, the Dow fell a mere 28 points, closing the week at 28,335. The S&P added 11. The Nasdaq gained 42 points. Mixed market today. KSL News Time 3:27.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.